Sunday, July 10th, 2016. This is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I am your host, Paul Castain, from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and this is the podcast for sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners who want to sell more. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about how hard it is to stand out as a sales rep. Now, this isn't going to be like a bitch session for us, where we're going to sit here and say, man, it is so difficult for us to stand out, and I'm going to throw all these complaints and go on all these rants and whine and bitch and complain and all that kind of stuff. What we're going to be doing is, first we're going to acknowledge some things that you might be doing that actually, really, it's making it like harder for you to stand out. And then, of course, I want to put a positive spin on it and show you some things so you actually can stand out. Now, before we begin, I want you to know that this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our Rockstar Academy program. And I'm actually going to be talking more about this at the end of today's episode. So this way, we can get right down to business. So, again, our topic this week is how hard it is to stand out as a sales rep. In fact, it's going to be super duper hard for you to stand out if, number one, all you're doing is using the same two forms of outreach. Let me say this again. It's going to be like super duper hard for you. And I never say super duper, by the way. This is like how dramatic I'm getting to make the point. I'll spare no expense to get my point across, ladies and gentlemen. But it's going to be really hard for you to stand out if all you're using are the same two forms of outreach as every other sales rep on the planet. Anybody care to guess what those two forms of outreach are? The main two. I mean, this is like no-brainer time. This is like a gimme question. This is like that cool teacher that was like trying to help everybody out to pass the test back in high school and said, write down my name or something like that. This is a gimme. The main two forms of outreach in sales are clearly the phone and email. Now, I want to be very clear. I always feel this need to over-explain this point. I'm not saying ditch the phone or ditch email. I'm just saying that they're not the only two tools that should be in your toolbox. Now, this brings us to a really cool freebie. Now, this Thursday, July 14th, I want you to mark your calendars. I want you to take action. This is a free webinar. I hardly ever do them. If I do like two free webinars a year, it's a lot. I'm telling you, you snooze, you lose. But what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be hosting this, let me say it again, free webinar. And by the way, you're invited. And it's called 33 Ways to Approach a Potential Client. We're going to talk about how you could expand beyond the phone and email and actually get several different types of outreach. You ready for this? To work together so they actually complement each other. Instead of like a one-off approach or a siloed approach, there are ways that you can get all of these things to work together to strengthen each, you know, quote unquote touch, if you will. Although I felt kind of creepy saying that, I got to be honest with you. But if you'd like to learn more, I'm going to tell you, you got to move fast. I mean, already as of today, I think as of last count, we were at like 675 or 690. When we get to 1,000, that's it. I mean, I'm not going to go and pay the service to get more people in there. The hell with that, man. So this is how I'm doing it. No, I'm not going to be recording it. So again, if you snooze, you lose. But if you want to learn more and to reserve your spot, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/33ways. yoursalesplaybook.com/33ways. Now, this brings us to thought number two. It's going to be hard for you to stand out when you're saying the same things as everyone else. So here's the thing, and I know that many of you just gave me an eye roll on that or said, duh, but you know what, though? You're guilty of sin on this one. Most people are. most salespeople, the gist of their message is, I want to sell you something. Or maybe it's a variation of that. And if you're really creative, it's, I'd like to set an appointment with you to sell you something. Or, I don't know, maybe you like to really change it up and go for broke and call to check in so you can sell them something. Touch base so you can sell them something. Circle back so you can sell them something. But that's how you bore the hell out of people. So what you have to do is you have to change the flavor of the message. It can't always be, hi, I want to sell you something. I mean, to me, that, you know, reminds me of like a dog that's trying to hump your leg, man. You got to like grab the newspaper and just like hit the dog, enough, Rover, right? It's like, it's freaking annoying. So the way that we change the flavor is we start like thinking about, okay, well, what are some of the things that I can do? So let me give you some ideas. One, you can send them some useful information, some resources. How about an idea? I mean, when was the last time you gave someone a completely no strings attached idea? I mean, think about that. I mean, and let me ask you something. If you own a business or you're in a position where people sell you stuff, when was the last time somebody approached you and said, here's something for you. I don't want anything in return. Here's an idea for you. Now, I'm not saying that you have to spend night and day thinking of this idea and it's something that's going to break the bank for you. I'm just saying, is there an idea that you could suggest them? I mean, isn't that better than checking in, right? How about some matchmaking? And what I mean by that is, I mean, you know, think about your network and think about people who need to know each other. When was the last time you sent one of those emails where it's like, let's just say it's Bob and Bill, and you just kind of send them an email and you say, Bob, meet Bill, Bill, meet Bob, say something about each of them, and then leave the rest up to them. Now, you're not going to just pick two random people. I'm just saying that perhaps some of the people that you're targeting could benefit from knowing someone else, or someone could benefit from knowing them. I mean, do you really think a potential client is going to get like really like pissed off at you if you send them someone who can like buy from them or help them in some type of way? So that's something that I want you to think about. I mean, a real simple way to change up your messaging is ask someone a question. And by the way, I'm going to give you a little freebie here. One of the things that we teach in the Rockstar Academy program that we have is we talk about this technique when it comes to emails. If you want to get more of your emails responded to, here's a little experiment for you. At the very last thing that you do in the email, ask a question. And I mean, just as long as it isn't like a crappy question, right? Like, you know, like what color are your eyes or something like crazy like that. But if you ask them some kind of a meaningful, relevant question, especially one that gets them thinking, or maybe even better yet, one that someone says, wow, nobody ever asked me that before, or something that gets them maybe to ponder something that they're absolutely going through right now in their company that you learned about in your research, in your meticulous pre-call planning, as we call it. Maybe there's a question that you could ask them. Again, do you notice how we're changing the flavor here? And the other thing, the other way that you stand out, and the other way that actually before you stand out, the way that you sound like everybody else is when you start using all these horrible marketing like cliches, like things like phrases like one source and full service. I hate full service, by the way. I mean, and maybe I'm showing my age here, but I remember like full service gas stations. And it's like when I hear that, it's like, and what does it even mean? I mean, when you tell me that you're a full service agency, I mean, I don't know what that means. It's just so used and abused. But another phrase that tends to be beaten up quite a bit, end to end, things like that. So now what you have to realize is that that's like all like marketing speak. People don't talk that way. So one of the things that I teach, again, you guessed it, I'm going to plug the program again, in the Rockstar Academy program, is we always talk about something called the kitchen table test. The kitchen table test is very, very simple. Think about sitting at your kitchen table. We're sitting in your kitchen at the kitchen table. Unless for some reason you have the kitchen table like in your attic or something. Other than that, I'm thinking it's going to be in the kitchen, right? I'm just like going to go out on a limb here. But when you're sitting down having a cup of coffee with someone, pronounced coffee, where I come from in New York, right? That's how we also say that. It, you know, you would be having a conversation. You wouldn't be saying things like end to end and full service and one source and all this marketing speak. That you would actually be talking with someone, not at them. So whatever it is that you're going to send to someone, I don't care if it's snail mail or email, if it's going to be some kind of a handwritten note. I don't care if you're going to have a conversation with someone. I don't care if you're going to leave a voicemail message with someone. I don't care if you do what I do and you do a lot of public speaking, you're doing a speech or a major presentation, or you have a WebEx coming up or whatever it is. Put your messaging through the kitchen table test. If you would not say it at your kitchen table, if it would not be in a conversational type of tone, then don't you dare say it. That's, to me, just a real simple test that you can do, and it's called the kitchen table test. Now, this one, if you're in the car, I'm going to encourage you to pull over, because this one, you got to circle. You got to put little arrows that say over here, dude, or dudette, because this is like major league importance. This is so important, and it is so valuable. If I do say so myself, you could literally shut this off after this and get like an incredible return for like what, the 11, 12 minutes that you've been listening. This right here is a game changer. I'm promising you this because I've seen it with my own clients. I've seen it in my own business. One of the ways that you sound like everyone else is when you lead your messaging. And when I mean messaging, it could be all different forms of outreach and the message within that outreach. It could be your cold calling a business. It could be your emailing a business. But either way, when you lead with something about you and your company instead of your contact and their company, you will sound like everyone else, and you will usually fail like a 2 or 3 second test that people are conducting, whether you realize it or not. What's this like 2 to 3 second test? Well, it's called A, I'm very, very busy, and B, I get way too many emails and phone calls. So you have a few seconds to either get my attention, or right away I'm thinking about auto eject. How am I going to get you off the phone? Or how am I going to like ignore this email and move on? I'm not even going to think about how I'm going to ignore it. They just ignore it and they move on, right? It's real simple. So most people, when they send an email, they might start off with something like, however you would greet someone, and it might be, you know, hey, Paul, right? I mean, I don't care how you do it, but it might be, hey, Paul, and you start talking about your company. We're a full service, blah, 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 blah. You lost me right after hello. And by the way, you scored points for saying, hey, Paul. I kind of like that greeting because that's kind of how I talk, right? Hey. I might say, hey, you, right? I don't know. But anyway, seriously, you lost me right away. But instead, I want you to write this down. Here's how you change it up. You lead with something about them. And this is where the meticulous pre-call planning comes in handy. So if you've done your homework and you've looked for, like, a lot of people don't even know what to look for. And I'm not going to really get deep into it here because, again, it's part of the premium content that we teach in the Rockstar Academy program. But you're going to be looking for something called triggers. That would be like the best thing in the world for you to find. Some people call them triggering events, trigger events, compelling events, that type of thing. But really all it is, and there's a lot of different definitions on this, it's something going on in your prospect or your client's world that would increase the probability of them needing your product or service. I mean, think about that, right? I mean, if you find something in your research that indicates a trigger event, now you're like, okay, we're in business. Now you want to contact them about that. You see something that you can use. You see something that you might be able to help them with. And now you reach out to them. So instead of the typical greeting, which is, again, like if I called you up, hey, John, it's Paul Castain at Castain Training Systems. We're a blah, 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 blah training company, all this kind of thing. Instead, I want you to write down this phrase. You're going to start with, and it's the world's easiest phrase to remember. Actually, you don't even have to write it down. I think it's that easy to remember. Here's the phrase. Right after the greeting, you're going to say, I noticed that. That's it. Well, that's not it. I mean, you're going to fill in the blank. But I noticed that. So let's just say that I'm contacting you regarding some sales training. And I noticed online that you guys have a product launch coming up. And that's one of the triggers in my industries. When I see a company that is launching a product, they usually need some sales training. So I can now call up instead of saying it's Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, which I'm still going to do that. I mean, it's nice to let people know who you are and that kind of thing. But instead of launching into who we are, I'm going to say something about you. And I'm going to say, I noticed that you have your new X1000 product launch coming out in September. And then what I do from there is I tie it back into how I might be able to help. So do you see the difference? That's one of the many ways that you can stand out. And you know what, too? It's worth an experiment, right? I mean, just give it a shot and see what happens. But whenever I give this advice in our programs, and obviously I go into a lot more detail how you can use this formula, and I show you like a whole step-by-step formula, by the way, where what happens after that I notice that thing. And I actually don't do a call to action, believe it or not. I do something very, very different that I teach my clients, and it's called a reverse call to action. So we get into all that stuff in the programs, but give it a shot and see what happens for you. Now, we're going to be obviously talking more about this in the free webinar. Want to remind you that if you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/33ways, and we're going to be taking like a really deep dive into this concept on how you could change up your total messaging in the Rockstar Academy program. And you can learn more about that by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/rockstar. Now, this brings us to thought number three. And it's very closely related to the second. I mean, in a way, it could really be joined at the hip. And this thought goes something like this. It's hard for you to stand out if you're not premeditating the touches. Let me say this again. It's really hard for you to stand out if you're not premeditating your touches. In other words, premeditating what you're going to say. So let's take a really quick look at what typically happens when we are targeting companies. For most of us, an alert goes off somewhere. Most of us, it's in our CRM. And it says something like, you know, a little note, and it's, who knows, Melissa at ABC Company, right? And that's the first thing. The second thing that typically happens as we're reaching for the phone or our fingers going to the computer keyboard, that's like the few split seconds when we're thinking about what we're going to say. So what I want to point out to you is that how could the quality of that communication, even if you are the wittiest person on the planet, be as good or better than if you had thought out some real generic type of messaging, right? So this is where we get into a process that I teach called communication mapping. And what communication mapping is that you're looking at all the types of touches that you're willing to utilize. And I'm not just talking about phone and email here. We said that's one of the things that will have you blending in. So yes, it's phone. Yes, it's email, but it's also snail mail. It's also FedEx. It's also traditional networking, social networking, creative types of things. It could be drop-offs and drop-ins. I mean, I can go on and on and on. But it's really important that you think about what those things are going to look like. But now, what we do is we start thinking about a map. So what you do is you start at the beginning. And let's just say you're approaching someone for the very first time. So whatever that communication is going to look like, whatever venues you decide to use, what you do is you kind of think about almost like a map or a flight plan, if you will. And what you do is you think about it in terms of, okay, touch number one. Again, I'm being hypothetical here. It might be just like an introductory email. Okay, that's touch number one. Touch number two. might be a phone call. But, you know, we don't want to stop there. Touch number three might be something creative. Who knows? I mean, maybe you don't want to go that route. Maybe you want touch number one to be something to do over on LinkedIn, maybe an invite. Touch number two is that you're going to send some kind of a handwritten thing in the mail or a FedEx or something like that. But what you're doing here is you're thinking it out ahead of time as opposed to the seconds before the communication takes place. Now, the thing is with communication mapping that scares a lot of people. When they first hear me talking about this, right away they start thinking, well, that's brain casting. You're trying to make us into marketers. Number one, yes, I am trying to make you into a marketer. I think that today's sales rep absolutely needs to be a better marketer. I mean, I'm not even going to lie or deny that I'm trying to make you a better marketer. I flat out am trying to make you a better marketer. But that doesn't mean that you have to quit your job and go into marketing. Now, if you were a true marketer, if you were truly in marketing, these folks are thinking out their communication 6 months, a year, 18 months in advance. That's not your role. That's not, I don't wish that on anyone. You don't have to do that. What I am saying is that surely you could think out your first three touches when you're approaching someone. Touch number one will be this and this message. I will wait X amount of time if I don't hear back. Then touch number two is going to be this type of outreach with this type of message. If I do not get through or if I do not hear back, I will wait X amount of time. Touch number three will be that. That process right there that I just told you will take you, I mean, seriously, unless you're like brand spanking new to sales, it really shouldn't take you more than a few minutes to come up with your first three touches. And then you know what? You start the process. And then, I don't know, a few days, a week later or whatever it is, start thinking about what the next three touches are going to look like. And then what's going to happen is, over time, you're going to develop this flight plan or this map, if you will, and you don't have to keep reinventing the wheel. Now, there's going to be all kinds of different communication maps that you can use. For now, this is just a generic one, but I teach people how to have maps for LinkedIn when you connect. I teach people how to have maps once or create communication maps once you've met with a potential client. Once, if God forbid, they like after the whole process, they say thanks, but no thanks. You know, you lost the deal. We're giving it to your competitor. There's communication that can happen after that too. So we talk about all of those things. Again, this is something that you can expect if you take the program. Not only that, but I actually have templates for you that tell you exactly what to say and when to say it, whether it be on the phone or you're shooting an email. I have stuff that you can use in terms of templates for LinkedIn, and it's just very, very helpful. Not only does it remove some of the overthinking that a lot of us tend to do, it's just nice and simple and all that, but it's going to start to give you ideas so that you could take my ideas and my words and my phrasing and kind of my scripts, if you will, and make them your own. So this brings us now to our final thought, and it's thought number four. You can't stand out if you prospect infrequently. And let me say that again. You absolutely can't stand out if you're prospecting infrequently. And I want to say something in your defense. I'm not sitting here saying you're a slacker or you're lazy, you're not doing your job or any of those things, even though I just did, right? I'm truly not saying it. What I am saying, and it sounds like I'm being a smartass, I mean, from the heart, I am telling you that I am not accusing you of that. In fact, I think it's quite the opposite. We all have great intentions, but what happens is we're all incredibly busy. So we want to keep hunting for more business, but there's always fires. There's always existing business that we got to make sure we get in the door. And there's people that are high maintenance. There's all kinds of things going on, and I get it. But my question to you is this. How can a potential client remember you if you're here, then you're gone, with absolutely no rhyme or reason? I mean, you know, you really have to get this on the calendar, and then you have to respect that appointment with yourself. Remember, and I want you to, the way I usually describe this to people, how could, I mean, would you want to have a relationship somebody with someone in your personal life, if they're here hot and heavy and blowing up your phone, and you barely know them, and then they're gone for several weeks, and then they're back now hitting you up with emails and everything else, and then they're gone for like 5 months, and then they're here again, and then they're gone. They're here and they're gone. There is no possible way that you can have any kind of a relationship with someone that way. And this is what's happening with your prospecting. And it's what makes people kind of say, when you call them or when they look at an email from you, like who the hell is this? I mean, and in your potential client's defense, haven't you done that with people? Have you ever gotten an email? Or for those of you on LinkedIn, you get like, you know, some kind of a email from someone and you look at it and you go, who the hell is this? I mean, like, and who is this? And you're thinking about that. That's a distraction. That should never really be happening, in my opinion, when people are receiving our messages, except in the very, very beginning. That's understandable because, yeah, who the hell are you? Right? But if you're showing up regularly and you're coming to the party with a better message and you're thinking it out, you're premeditating it, the message, then, you know, that shouldn't be happening at all. So, I mean, there you have it, folks. I mean, there are four ways with just a little love you could stand out and get in front of more deals. And speaking of which, I want you to check out this new program that we just launched. The other day, I was looking at the calendar, and I did a complete double take. I mean, I was thinking to myself, could it be true? Could it be possible that we've hit the halfway point of 2016? I mean, wasn't it just the other day that we were kind of coming out of the gate with all that New Year's piss and vinegar, that we're going to conquer the world, and we're going to just kind of, you know, make President's Club and make it happen this year? And here we are, halfway through. So, you know I can't just let that go. You know I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't get in your face a little bit and just ask you like a really direct question. Are you having the year that you thought that you'd have? Are you selling at least at the levels that you hope for? And is there room for some improvement? And I guess the million-dollar question that I need to ask you, what are you doing about your circumstances? Are you doing anything about it? On July 21st, we're launching our new online program, and it's called Rockstar Academy. And we have one mission only, and it's to help you become the sales rockstar that I believe you deserve to be. Now, I have 150 tips, tactics, and ideas that I'm going to be sharing. I have email templates, phone templates, voicemail templates, social networking templates, 5 all caps awesome ebooks, and I have an agenda that looks something like this. We're going to come right out of the gate talking about 20 ways for you to create opportunities. I'm going to show you places to look that you're missing right now, and I can guarantee you your competitors are missing them too. We're going to talk about meticulous pre-call planning, what to look for, where to look for it, and as a bonus, how to reduce the amount of time you're spending researching prospects and clients and things like that. I'm going to show you how to automate that process too. We're going to talk about how to get your emails open, read, and for the bonus point, responded to. How to dramatically warm up your cold calls, as in what to say, how to respond to objections in a way that doesn't sound like you're like pulling like rebuttals from some 1970s bad closing book or something like that, a bad telemarketing book, because that's what they called it back then. Also, how to leave voicemails that help you stand out and again get a response. Isn't it cool when people respond to you? And you know damn well that a lot of people don't respond to you. I mean, like how frustrating is that? How to sell more via your social network. Now, what we're going to do is, or what I'm going to do is, I'm going to show you a step-by-step communication plan where you're not going to even have to think about it. And you can use it from the moment you connect. That's where a lot of those templates are going to come in handy. And I'm going to show you what to say, when to say it, and how to keep those relationships alive so you can transition them off the computer screen. We're going to talk about how to take control of your client and your prospect meetings. We'll talk about several insurance policies that you absolutely need to take out on the front end that you're going to thank me for when these opportunities get to the point when you need to ask for the business. We're going to talk about how to ask better questions and how to take better control and how to get all of the stakeholders involved and engaged even after you leave the meeting. I mean, wouldn't you agree? That's when you're most vulnerable. It's not necessarily when you're in the meeting. It's like all that follow-up and what are people doing and things like that. We're going to talk about how to position yourself as the logical choice, how to reduce doubt and indifference, how to keep people from clinging to the status quo. How about that? That's kind of a cool thing. How to close more deals, and you ready? How to win back the ones that you lose. In fact, I just have tons of ideas that I'm going to share with you that kick in once somebody even tells you no, right? These things are great when they work, but what if, like, you still get a no and somebody still turns you down and they're still going to go in a different direction? Well, your Uncle Paul's got you covered. Now, once the sessions conclude, I'm going to go where no sales trainer has really gone before. I mean, some people do it, not many. And we're going to kind of have like a whole like encore thing that's going to kick in. I have 3 months of weekly reinforcement emails for you and a special refresher email that's going to kick in at the end of it. And the reason why I'm doing this, I'm going to be sharing so much with you, right? Between all the templates, all the tips, all the tactics, all the ideas, all the examples. I don't want you to forget any of it. So I figured with some weekly reinforcement emails and a nice refresher webinar at the end of the whole process, it might be kind of helpful. Now, here's the thing. Now, you guys should know this by now. The way that I do all of my training is that I always deliver it live and I record it. This way, you can truly go at your own pace. So if you want to turn this program into something where, you know, you're only going to check things out maybe every 2 weeks and go at that pace because maybe every week is a little bit too aggressive for you, have at it. If you want to turn this into something that instead of taking maybe 6 months to do it, you want to take a year or a year and a half to do it, God bless, go ahead. I'm not going to say anything. If you would rather attend after hours, you know, 7 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 6 a.m., whatever it is, you can do it because you'll have the recordings as well. So you can truly go at your own pace. Now, if you'd like to learn more, and more importantly, if you want to reserve your seat, because you know how these things work. If you're like me, you have great intentions. You might want to do something. Something sounds interesting. And then you say, yeah, I'll check it out later, or I'll sign up later. Next thing you know, the doors are closed. And we're going to be closing them very, very soon. So what I'd like you to do is visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockstar. yoursalesplaybook.com/rockstar. I hope to see you all there. I'm looking forward to learning with you, and I'm really excited about this program.